And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Lava from the Kilauea volcano is gushing on Hawaii's Big Island. Molten rock from fissures east of Kilauea was gushing up to 160 feet high yesterday. Showed no sign of slowing as it poured into the ocean. The National Weather Service says the 22 fissures are pumping 15,000 tons of toxic sulfur dioxide into the air every day. NFL owners are considering rules to deal with players kneeling during the national anthem. One idea that's being floated at the owners' meetings in Atlanta would let the home team decide whether teams would come out of the locker room for the anthem. Free agents Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid are suing the NFL, claiming teams colluded to not sign them because they kneeled during the anthem. Royals beat the Cardinals 5-1 in St. Louis. Royals and Cards close out that three-game series with a matinee today at Busch Stadium. Two teams have split the first two games of that series. And fire and rescue officials in South Carolina say a 28-year-old kayaker was hospitalized in critical condition Saturday after a rattlesnake fell out of a tree and bit him twice on the hand. The man's friends managed to capture the snake, and after they reached a boat landing, the victim, who they say was, quote, in bad shape and greatly deteriorated during an ambulance ride, was rushed to a local hospital. They had anti-venom ready in the emergency room, ready to treat him. Dropped out of a tree.
That seems like your worst nightmare.
Absolutely.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So, 6:22 at the show on KC-121. Everybody should know there that it was a late night for the both of us. Joey, were you the responsible one last night?
I guess I was.
And you know you're old when you're really tired from seeing James Taylor. I mean, let's be honest. The man was singing lullabies half the night. I should be fine. But it was such a great show.
That's a playlist that people put on to go to bed.
I know.
Normally.
I'm telling you, though, vocally, oh, he just sounds perfect. As good as he did on any album. And he's 70, and he's up there, and he just sounds incredible. And it was a great night at Sprint Center. It was packed.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
good,
awesome.
Good show.
I saw a movie. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, I'm so old now, I get tired seeing. But we went out, my buddy Nick and I, we saw the Han Solo film.
Oh.
I don't think I can say that much about it right now.
Yeah, I think the embargo, as they say.
But as we get closer to the Friday, I'll share some thoughts on it. But it was good. I mean, I guess it was good. I liked it.
Cool.
Entertain me for it's long. It's over 2 hours.
Oh, I bet it is.
But we went out and had a couple of pops afterwards.
Yeah.
I think I got home at like 12:20.
Late for us on a school night.
Yeah.
When that alarm goes off at, 3:50.
Not normally used to that. So young Joseph was the good one on the show last night.
I just went grocery shopping, so
see, look
party time.
Productive and responsible.
Look at you.
Good job, young man. Well, we're back here today, Wednesday morning. It is Jen's Impossible Question time. We'll do that.
We'll give you a choice. You want to stay out late and go to a concert? We got concert tickets. Poison Cheap Trick, that one's going to be at Sprint Center this Friday. You want to go see Bare Naked Ladies and Better Than Ezra at Starlight June 2nd? We have those. We also have Fright Fest tickets. A lot of artists going to be performing out there if you want those. We just need the correct answer to this question. There are more of these animals living in people's backyards than in the wild. More of these just living in people's homes as pets than are actually in the wild. What animal is it? We'll take your guesses at 576-7102.
All right, something on the tip of an illegal zoo, maybe?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Not something I would choose to have in my Overland Park backyard.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All notes, KC-1021, the show with Jen and Truda. Jim was in the mosh pit for James Taylor last night.
It's crazy, man. Crazy. Jen's Impossible Question this morning. There are more of these animals living in people's backyards than in the wild. What animal is it? By the way, text line, you have to call if you want to win tickets. You can't just text in your guesses.
I just want to see what that looks like. A mosh pit of the James Taylor Show.
Well, I can tell you what it looks like overall. White. White. The whitest crowd I have ever seen in my life.
White and nerdy.
White and nerdy, absolutely. And I was one of them. Completely dirty. Did I cry during Fire and Rain? Yes, I did. Don't you judge me.
Ah, no judgment here. Hey, hey.
It's a beautiful song. I wasn't the only one.
Stephanie's in Gladstone. Stephanie, you're up first on Jen's Impossible Question this morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and say tigers.
It is tigers.
No kidding.
Yes. There are only 3,200 tigers in the wild and more than 4,000 being kept as exotic pets. That sounds like
a
dangerous choice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought of Mike Tyson.
Oh. when in doubt, always think of Mike Tyson. This is good life advice. Well, you absolutely got it right this morning. We're going to give you your choice. If you want to go see a concert, you want to go see Pride Fest, we've got all sorts of choices for you this morning, okay?
Cool.
Hang on the line. Joey will get you all hooked up.
Tigers, huh?
That's right. I forgot about that. What is that, Hangover?
Yes, that's right.
3,200 in the wild, more than 4,000 in houses, backyards, wherever you're keeping your little pet tiger.
That's crazy. What was the, it was the lion, Cecil the lion, I keep thinking about. The one that the sport hunters shot.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was all up in arms about.
God, you remember that? That was huge.
Yeah, that was huge, right. All right, there we go, Stephanie. Good job right off the bat getting that.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
As we should point out, Jen says earlier, there is a spoiler alert on today's entertainment news.
That's right. If you love The Voice, just hang on for a second, all right? Celebrating birthdays today. Best known for her role as Alexis Carrington on Dynasty, actress Joan Collins is 85. Actor and comedian Drew Carey turns 60 today. And singer and songwriter Jewel, who did our big Christmas show last year.
Oh, yeah.
She's 44 today.
Nice.
Kelly Clarkson is celebrating her first win as a coach on The Voice. Her contestant, Bryn Cartelli, received The Voice trophy last night during the show's season finale. We really wanted Kyla Jade from Topeka to win, but she ended up in third. But I have no doubt that that's actually going to be a good thing for her.
Sure.
Because then she's not locked into any of their contracts, and she can just go out and be a superstar on her own. Kelly Clarkson is going to be returning for season 15 alongside Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and returning coach Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, what do they say? That a lot of times it's better to not win one of those shows.
Yeah.
And then you're not pigeonholed into whatever creative decisions the show wants you to do.
Exactly.
And their producers.
And most of them then go on like a year-long tour as, you know, American Idol or whatever. Otherwise, you're just free to go do your stuff.
Yeah, I think, Kelly herself was kind of an anomaly in Idol that she broke out and had her own career.
Sure.
But do you think of all the people that actually won Idol that we never heard from again?
But she also first had to make that movie From Justin to Kelly.
Well, yes.
After
she
that,
she was able to bounce back from that, luckily.
Danica Patrick will become the first woman to host the ESPYs, breaking another barrier when she takes the microphone for ESPN's 26th annual award show, July 18th, at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. In a new interview, she talked about how she met her boyfriend, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and how their friendship has grown over the past 6 years.
We met at the ESPYs back in 2012. It was quick, but I got his email address. And I remember thinking to myself back then, like, oh, on the down, like, oh, not a phone number, just an email address, you know, like, which is whatever. I don't know. We kept in touch just a little bit. There were some years I don't think we talked to each other, and then some every now and again. But it wasn't until obviously recently that we actually had phone numbers. So
Danica's retiring from racing after making her final Indianapolis 500 appearance Sunday.
What kind of player gives out the email address?
Ew, take my email.
But he was with Olivia Munn for...
Yes, and would have been, I would think, at that time, in 2012. And she was she not married then? Because she just got divorced a few years ago.
Yeah, so I think so.
So maybe
right.
The email was the safest, smartest route. Like, hey, let's keep in touch because we're both famous and in the sports world. Makes
so
sense.
So is that what you do? Like, because I don't want you to text me because now my spouse or my significant other's going to see, but I can sure email you.
Oh, I hope it was just a friendly email.
The part that we didn't get out of that was when she goes, yeah, it's weird. His email address was hotfootballplayer@yahoo.com. Like, I just thought that was strange for Aaron Rodgers. You know, you would think it's like A. Rodgers at
No, that
Gmail.
Actually sounds exactly right for Aaron Rodgers. The latest season of The Bachelorette doesn't start until Monday, but the star, Becca, is already revealing she is engaged. The 28-year-old from Minnesota made the announcement to People Magazine saying she's extremely happy. She didn't disclose whether it's actually to one of the male Bachelorette contenders. If you remember, she was previously engaged to Ari Leyendyke Jr., who actually popped the question during the finale of The Bachelor back in March, but then he broke things off with her to pursue the runner-up.
It's like, hey, spoiler alert, hello?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry. Is anybody really going to focus on The Bachelorette this summer?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, 7 o'clock on The Show with Jen and Truda for Wednesday, May 23rd. Here's an update to a story that we talked about yesterday. Remember the 30-year-old New York guy who had been living rent-free in his parents' basement and they wanted him out? Well, a New York State Supreme Court justice is evicting him. Michael Rotundo's parents had given him numerous notices to leave their house. They even offered him like $1,100 for a place. They were going to give him advice on how to get a job. They were told they needed a Supreme Court justice to evict a family member, and yesterday one ordered him out. He called the ruling outrageous, said he was going to file an appeal. The Rotundo's lawyer argued they had no obligation to continue housing Michael.
They have no obligation to provide support. He's well over the age of 21. There is no reason for these people to have him in their home.
No, kids.
It just seems.
You're out. You're 30, 31. Get the job.
I had to go to court over this.
Yep. Which cost them how much money? It somewhat reminded us yesterday when we were talking about it. I never saw this movie, but Failure to Launch. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, that's true, right?
In America, we're shunned for our lifestyle.
Well, we should be celebrating our lifestyle. We are men who still live at home.
Yes.
We're not here to apologize about who we are, how we do it, or who we live with.
No!
I'm looking around this table, hombres, and I see three winners. Huh? And to every one of those out there who sees something different, I say bring it on. Because it's going to take a stick of dynamite to get me out of my parents' house.
Joey, when did you move out of your parents' house?
I mean, I've moved a few places, so I actually have no idea what the correct answer would be.
But you went to college, and then
did
you go back after
I did.
That? You did?
Yeah.
After college?
Yeah, I did.
I don't think my parents would have let me.
I went back. I went back. I've gone back a couple times, actually.
Only during the summer of college, they would let us back. But there was no going home. That wasn't an option in our house. No. Mm. Nope, sorry. You got a job, you get out. Get yourself a little place. Good luck.
See, this is where yours comes from. Because now you said at 18, you're gone, you're out. I'm like, hey, as long as I have room, I mean, I'm okay.
And watch, when my kids actually are 18, I'll be sobbing, going, don't leave me, don't leave me. But as of now, when they're 9 and 7, I say you're out at 18. 1 in 4 Americans have...
Actually, let's make that 12. You can get a job, you can get out of here.
Hey, I was out at 17, I'm just saying. 1 in 4 Americans have yet to visit iconic landmarks in their own cities. This is according to a new survey of 2,000 Americans. The lack of trying new things might explain why nearly half the respondents say they consider themselves a creature of habit, and 52% wish they traveled more, even in their own neighborhoods. In fact, about 80% of people say there's a restaurant close by that they've been meaning to try, but never found the time.
Come on, people, just do it.
Where have you never been in Kansas City? Like, for me, we just went to Arabia Steamboat, last year. And how am I 42 years old? I had never been there, and it was so cool.
Yeah.
That wasn't a field trip requirement?
No, not when I was a kid.
Nah, I wasn't around when I was a kid either, but I've been. If you haven't been to the Liberty Memorial, to the World War I Museum, go. That place is amazing. I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
I'd have to think about, like, Kansas City places, though, right? Maybe 18th and Vine. I would like to go more through, in, like, the Negro Leagues Museum. I haven't been there, and I hear that's incredible.
I haven't either. That's a good one.
It's amazing.
New talking dog movie, Show Dogs. Have you seen this? This is going around Facebook. It's accused of making children feel susceptible to sexual abuse. The claim stems from a scene involving a dog who has to have his private parts inspected before entering a dog show. The dog is told he will get a reward once the inspection is over. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation said in a statement yesterday, the tactics in the scene are similar to ones used by child abusers to groom children. Show Dogs filmmakers are now apologizing and said the scene has no hidden meaning. I saw a lot of people posting this on Facebook saying, don't take your kids to Show Dogs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You get that girl that says we've got to ask for our baby's consent to change their diaper now?
Right.
I take that as yes. Let me change your poopy diaper.
I take that as no. I'm leaving it.
That's it, kid. Just wallow in it. Because what are you going to do now? In fact, get a job and get out of here.
That's right.
You're 6 months old.
Take that to the Supreme Court.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So this is the last week as we head into vacation time.
Yep.
You start thinking about this for the summertime coming up. School's getting out. You want to go somewhere, take the family for a summer vacay. we've got a great answer for you.
Yeah, we announced a few months ago that we are taking the show on the road. We are going to be heading down to Orlando this summer. We're going to celebrate our birthdays because mine's August 1st, yours is August 2nd. So we're going to be broadcasting live from Orlando. We'll be heading down like July 29th through August 3rd around there. We're going to go hang out at Disney World. We're going to do all sorts of fun stuff. And the cool thing is we're working with suitcaseofdreams.biz on this, and they've put together amazing packages so that you can come down with us. And I know how intimidating planning a Disney trip is.
Yes.
I've done it before. And there is so much, everything from fast passes to restaurant reservations that you have to make 6 months in advance and the flights and everything. I'm telling you, use the travel agency. Let them do it for you. And suitcaseofdreams.biz is local. They're in Liberty. So it's people here,
right,
you know, people you work with, whatever. And they're just awesome at putting together all these packages. They will do the work for you. But if you want to be a part of this trip, you want to head down there this summer, and you don't have to go the exact dates we're going, but if you want to head down there this summer, you got to book by this Friday.
Okay.
Especially if you want to be on our plane. I don't know if there's still room left on our plane, because it was pretty full right off the bat. But
yes,
you could still squeeze in on our plane or come later that day or whatever time that week. But check it out, suitcaseofdreams.biz. We've got it up on the Show with Jen and Trudeau Facebook page. Give them a call today. You don't have to pay by this Friday, but you do need to get it booked. And it's, we're talking like $900 less right now than if you actually went through the Disney website.
Oh, sweet.
So
yeah,
this would be huge.
Big price break.
Savings by going through them. And then you're going to get special perks and some cool stuff like that. So suitcaseofdreams.biz if you want to take the KC-1021 dream trip down to Orlando this summer.
That's right. I mean, come on down. Come have fun with us. We're going to broadcast the show live from down there. We're going to go to all the parks. We're going to have just a ton of fun. Party plane's going to be wild. Who knows what's going to happen at the hotel? You see Jim with a lampshade on her head.
Well, that's,
it's going to be fun.
Why do you think I'm bringing Grandma? Grandma, you take the kids. You guys go over to Magic Kingdom. Mommy's going to hang out at the hotel for a little bit. Have some swimmy time.
But you're not taking her to the Grand Canyon, right? This is just a family trip that you're doing the
yes.
Grand Canyon?
We leave for the Grand Canyon Friday. We're heading down.
Oh, wow.
And
already,
I'm
yeah.
scared to death. Legitimately, I look at my what I'm Googling right now. Deaths at Grand Canyon is what is on my laptop right now.
Oh, she's Joey. 12. She's not.
Joey, 12 people die a year at the Grand Canyon.
Do we need to take away your internet privileges?
I think we do, yes.
Look at this headline, USA Today. Woman lets hiker pass at Canyon falls to death. I'm just saying that I could have this happen in the next 4 days. Legitimate fear.
I think that's an irrational fear.
I think it's very rational when you look at this. Right here, this woman, a spokeswoman, park spokeswoman, about 12 deaths happen each year at the Grand Canyon.
Are you going to be doing any hiking or anything of the sort that would put you in a position where that could happen?
I would imagine we're going to walk around, check it out, take some pictures. This woman died taking a picture. She turned around, slipped off a rock, and dies in the Grand Canyon.
Okay. This is starting to sound like in the Truman Show when they kept telling Truman not to go places because you will clearly die. You're sounding exactly like somebody who's talking against Jim Carrey.
But somebody that works here said she went and she's like, you know, they don't really have railings or anything. What?
Well, why would the Grand Canyon have a railing? It's a hole in the ground.
So that my 7-year-old doesn't go running and fall off. That's why.
But it's a big hole in the ground. You will see it. You can't ruin a national landmark by putting a railing on it.
I can't be the only one
with
fears.
We've installed this guardrail in the Grand Canyon, so you can't fall in.
You're scared to death of spiders, Mr. Freakout. Joey, did you or did you not experience that within the past few days? Brian?
I did have to kill a spider for Brian Trudeau.
All right, then.
But I'm not going to the spider's lair for vacation. If you're scared of a hole in the ground, then don't go to a hole in the ground.
I didn't want to, but I do have a husband. And the husband does get to make choices in the family.
Well, I'm just saying.
From the text line, Jen, there is an asphalt path. Okay, well, then we're sticking to the path. And we're very, like, not going anywhere.
See, they've paved paradise so you won't fall into a hole in the ground.
Your irrational, or as I would say, rational fears. You can text or call 816-576-7102.
I would like to find out what people are irrationally scared of. And yes, I did make Joyce kill a spider at our remote last week.
Grown man, right?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Some people have great irrational fears. 7:30, it's Sugar Ray, KC-1021, and the show with Jen and Trudeau. text line's going nuts on the irrational fears we have.
I am so terrified of snakes that if I see one on TV, I will have nightmares that night. Anything that moves that fast without legs is terrifying. Yes, I am 100% with you.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, we lived in a rental house, and it was right next to like this old little creek and kind of a foresty area. Snakes all the time. As you'd be mowing, you would just see it slither away from the lawnmower.
No.
It's the worst. So bad.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Go-karts. I'm a fully licensed driver, but still terrified of go-karts. That's interesting.
I like the person who just texted a picture of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. See, they're not going to ruin that by putting a guardrail up.
That scares me. That picture terrifies me, honestly.
It's a hole in the ground. It's a canyon.
That my 7-year-old can fall right into.
Oh, my gosh. Misty, good morning. Do you have an irrational fear that you'd like to share?
I have three.
Okay.
Oh.
Trains, puppets, and the dark.
Trains, puppets, and the dark.
Yeah.
So let's break these down one by one. Where does the train fear come from?
All right. So my school is really close to a train track. Like, they actually got money because the train tracks were so close. But, basically, we used to have a train monitor, and then eventually they stopped having one. And so when the rails would come down, we would either wait for it or try to run across and make it in time.
Oh.
And one time I was told to run across and make it, and the bars came down, and I almost got stuck, and I totally freaked out. So
yeah, no, that's a valid fear.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and like a bunch of people are killed by trains. So.
Sure. Yeah.
And then my nephew and my grandpa, like, love them, so it drives me crazy.
Oh, no. They've got a train set running through the living room.
That's, are they yeah. Silver spoons?
Yep.
Okay, and then the other ones. Puppets?
Yeah, you know the movie The Dark Crystal?
Oh, yeah.
That is terrifying.
Okay. I can see that because a lot of people are scared of clowns. It seems like it's in the same mm-hmm. genre.
Yeah.
But yeah, Muppets, Sesame Street, all that, nope.
None of that.
All of that, nope.
And what
just
was...
Noping.com out of Sesame Street.
What was your last fear?
The dark.
Oh, just scared of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that was pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Do you remember that MTV show where they would make people go to, like, old psychiatric hospitals and stuff, and they'd have to sleep in the dark in those and make them stay all night? Was that called Fear?
Yes, yeah, it was called Fear.
No way. I would never, even if it was a happy place, I would not sleep in a church all night if it was pitch black.
Yeah.
I'm also scared of the dark.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm scared of a lot of things, too.
Pam and Belton, what do you have an irrational fear of?
Needles.
Needles.
When I was a kid, I'm the oldest, and we had to go in for shots. And my mom said, well, you're the oldest. You have to set an example. The doctor had to chase me around the doctor's office to get me my shot.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people like that, though. And they,
I see them on TV, and it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. You ever seen that epidural needle?
No, luckily that's behind you when they do that.
Yes, it is. And it's a good thing because that is a long needle. Thank you for the call.
Oh, I want to talk to Matt here. Matt, you have actually been to the Grand Canyon. And what did you do there?
When I was 7 years old, I climbed under the fence.
And don't tell her that.
I'm a 7-year-old.
Because there was change on the other side.
Now, what was the fit? Were you climbing out towards an edge of the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Stop it.
Because there was a big old shiny penny out there.
You
hear that?
If my kid sees a piece of Laffy Taffy, she's going to crawl under a railing for candy. Oh.
Was your life in danger at any time, Matt?
No, my dad had my feet and was screaming.
His dad was screaming, grabbing his feet. Brian, this isn't helping my fear.
Well, and look, Matt's here to tell the tale. He lived. He was fine. That's just fine.
Thanks, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm really glad we shared that. She's going to think she's just going to see it out there and be like, let me go.
We're not getting out of the car. We're not. Kids, there it is. Look to the left. Look to the right. It's a Grand Canyon. That's it. Let's go back to the
it's
hotel.
It's going to be fine.
And go to a pool.
It'll be okay.
Oh, my God.
Matt lived to tell the tale. See, it's fine.
His dad's screaming, holding onto his feet as he's nearly falling over.
Now, it's just an irrational fear of the unknown.
And that was for a penny. Come on.
Look what you've done, Matt. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. Traffic coming up. 102K in May as well.
No.
We'll try to talk Jen off the ledge.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Text line again full of stuff that people are scared of or have some irrational fear of.
Can I first read the one that says, I agree with Jen. Grand Canyon is beautiful, but would not go near the edge. Some people have no common sense. See?
Well, if you don't have common sense, then you think you're going to fall in.
Children do not.
It becomes some sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm going to fall into the Grand Canyon.
I also like this one. Irrational fear that I will get food poisoning from any restaurant that prepares seafood. It actually happened to me once, so I don't feel it's completely irrational. Mm. No, if it's happened to you before, it feels like it's more legit.
Yeah. I have an irrational fear of Southern Comfort for the same reason.
What? Oh. Yeah.
No. Maybe sick one time.
Mine's tequila. Yep.
All you Grand Canyoners out there, you're just scaring Jen by sending her these texts.
And pictures. Thank you very much.
The family whose dad was being funny, he jumps off the ledge, gets a good view of the bottom. Mom says, throw the car keys up on your way down.
That's right.
Don't tell Jen those stories, please.
I do like the one that says you won't be able to see it from the car. That's fine. I'll drive 3 days to not see it. I'm okay with that.
This one's strange. I have an irrational fear if I fill my gas tank all the way, I will crash.
Oh, and the car explodes and it's full of gas.
That is weird. And then Ralph Nader comes out of nowhere and says, ha ha, I told you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for 102K.
Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing today?
Well, I'm hoping to be in the running for the $102,000 so my husband can get his knee surgery and we can be debt-free.
Oh, that would be a good way to use that money.
Oh, the struggle this year has been real.
Oh, man. Well, you did it. You are caller 12, so the first step is done.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing!
Caller 12 in the running for $102,000 in May.
Oh, you guys are wonderful.
Oh, well, we'll see if you're still saying that in a few weeks. But
oh, I love you guys, and I listen to you all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Amanda. All right, hold on for 1 second. We'll get the info, and we'll tell you how we're going to play for $102,000.
All right, thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We like to play Google Predicts. It's different, though, because Jen's doing it on her computer today.
Yeah, so what you do is go to Google, and you know you start to type something in, and then it auto-fills the rest of the line. So I start to type something in, and then I see how it finishes, and that's what Shaylee, Brian, and Joey will try to guess this morning.
What is the number one answer that Google gives you on the autocomplete, right?
Exactly right. See how many you match up? However many that is will correlate with the line, and they will win tickets.
Okay.
And Truda's computer is going to be a little different than Jen's computer.
Well, no, because we've tried it. When we had really weird ones, we were like, how is that possibly the number one thing? And then we tried it on all our computers and it matched.
That's true. You would think it'd be the same. We're the same IP address.
People are Googling weird things.
Yes. Oh, everything ends within your butt.
that's just on your computer.
It's strange.
Right. Weird. All right. Let's start with you, Shaylee. You can pass to Brian if you need to.
Oh, okay. We need the 60-second thing here?
Yes.
I almost forgot how to play for a second.
Me too. You've
got 60 seconds to see how many you can get right.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
How much does it cost to go to
the Grand Canyon on vacation? Disney World, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Florida, the Caribbean, the Bahamas.
It's much closer.
St. Louis, Topeka.
How much does it cost to go to
Lewisburg, Shawnee, Kansas City, Omaha, Texas, Dallas, the Eiffel Tower?
Are we passing?
We're passing. The Royals game.
Yes, thank you. Right.
Nope. How can I travel to?
How can I travel to
Canada, Mexico, New York,
Dallas, Walt Disney World.
Niagara Falls.
The Grand Canyon.
Where?
Lewisburg.
Where can I get a
map? Band-aid? drink?
An answer for this question?
How can I make my dog
sit, stay, bark, shut up?
That's a big fat zero today.
Those are hard.
Oh, dang.
How much does it cost to go to KU was the number one answer.
Whoa, what?
We just had Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, on the show.
Yeah.
Number two was, how can I travel to? It was Cuba. How can I travel to Cuba?
Oh.
Where can I get a money order? Was the number one.
Gotcha.
I liked your Lewisburg answer better.
Yes, that was.
Lewisburg's the answer to everything, no.
Obviously. And then, how can I make my dog a service dog? Was number one.
That's a valid question.
Right.
Zero today, which means line one gets zero.
Yeah, zero hung up. So you know what? We're just going to give it to Mick here in Plattsburgh. Hello, Mick.
Hey.
Hey, congratulations. Our failure results in you getting to go to something cool.
Hey, it's good. My luck's been terrible today, so thank you for turning it around.
Oh, good. Well, can we send you to Worlds of Fun? You want to go see Poison, Bare Naked Ladies? What can we do for you?
Worlds of Fun sounds good.
Perfect.
And it's bad already? It's only 8 o'clock. How can your luck be so bad already?
I work 12-hour shifts overnight. So
gotcha.
Started at 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon and just went downhill.
Yep, you're just wrapping it up, my friend. All right, well, it turns around from here, so hang on, Mick. We're going to get you all set up. There we go. That's Google Predicts is a hard game.
It was hard.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay. It's complicated, as Avril says.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
NFL owners are considering rules to deal with players kneeling during the national anthem. One idea that's being floated at the owners' meetings in Atlanta would let the home team decide whether teams would come out of the locker room for the anthem. Free agents Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid are suing the NFL, claiming teams colluded to not sign them because they kneeled during the anthem. 2 in 5 adults in the U.S. couldn't cover an unexpected $400 expense. The new Federal Reserve report on economic well-being out this week also found that fewer than 40% of working adults think they're prepared for their retirement years. I had this discussion with somebody that works down the hall here not that long ago, and somebody had gotten, you know, hit with something they had to pay $500 for, and he goes, "How do you not have $500?" And I'm like, I don't have $500. I couldn't cover that.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the wheel bearing I need to get before we leave for Dallas is 467. Instead, I'm going to pray the wheel doesn't fall off on the way to Dallas or on the way back.
You'll be fine. You should be good.
That's a dumb idea.
If we're not here when we come back, just know that I'm on I-35.
We'll come pick you up.
Thank you.
He's not going to make it out of Shawnee.
Probably.
Royals beat the Cardinals 5-1 in St. Louis.
By the way, can we start a Kickstarter for a wheel bearing for 467?
Absolutely.
Anybody?
It's all about the ball bearings.
Yes, it's all. It's all ball bearings. Damn, right.
Royals and Cards close out that 3-game series with a matinee today at Busch Stadium. The two teams have split the first 2 games of that series. And going with our irrational fears topic this morning, fire and rescue officials in South Carolina say a 28-year-old kayaker was hospitalized in critical condition Saturday after a rattlesnake fell out of a tree and bit him twice on the hand.
What?
The man's friends managed to capture the snake, and after they reached a boat landing, the victim, who they say was in bad shape, greatly deteriorated, was rushed to a local hospital where they had anti-venom ready in the emergency room to treat him.
That's just weird. Why would that happen?
Why would a rattlesnake fall out of a tree? I don't know.
Yeah.
This is why the fear is not that irrational. That's completely rational to be afraid of snakes. Why are you playing Fire and Rain? Do you want me to cry?
I think it was going to calm you down. No, it was just going to calm you down.
I'm not going to lie. Me and my best friend at the James Taylor concert last night, bawling through this song, both of us.
For real?
Just sobbing. Yes.
Why?
Because yesterday, in my defense, yesterday was also the anniversary of my stepdad's death. He died 5 years ago of a heart attack.
Uh-oh.
And so that, coupled with the lyrics of this song, I'm just like, this is the greatest song ever written. Just completely lost it.
You know what's
it.
Really weird, though? She did that at Pink, too.
I did. Also during Pink. During,
sobbing.
Yeah.
Uncontrollably.
Well, that was a good song, too. Again,
I don't
and
know
that
her.
Was a, well, that was a song about death, see? It's not my fault.
I can't take you anywhere. That's all you think about.
I associate things. That's a problem.
Well, you do that's know what you do. That's what music fans
that's
do.
That's what music does.
So here's the thing is what I don't want you to do is listen to any music going to the Grand Canyon.
No, and we've been compiling a playlist for like 3 weeks, too.
Look, text line knows a guy that's going to do my wheel bearings. How about that?
Oh, sweet.
Yes. It might be in a back alley somewhere, and they might come out of a trunk of a car. But
he'll do it for a sandwich and $10. Heck, I'll do it for that much.
Oh,
I'll watch YouTube and figure that out. And I'll listen to James Taylor while I do it.
There we go.
The show was incredible, but we got home late. late. And for me, waking up at 3:45, whoo, it's a late school night for me.
Mm-hmm. This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Gen X versus Millennial, we play every Wednesday, everybody.
We've got Shaylee the Millennial here. Let's see who is on the phone to play against her.
All right, Maria in Lee's Summit. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
What year were you born?
1973.
Ah, perfect, Gen Xer. All right, you know how we play this. We'll ask you questions that typically a millennial would know. We'll ask our millennial questions that typically a Gen Xer would know. See if we can win you these Dirty Dancing tickets, okay?
Okay.
Shaylee, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
The Price is Right host Drew Carey turns 60 today. Who was the original host of The Price is Right? Oh, come on. By that time, let me get shorter and shorter.
Yeah,
wow.
For Shaylee, it's half a second now.
That
sorry.
Hurts. Wow. Original host of The Price is Right.
Alex Trebek.
Oh, that would be Jeopardy.
No, that's what I didn't mean to say.
Maria, can you steal?
Bob Barker.
Of course it's Bob Barker. Yeah. Pet spayed or neutered. He's still alive, by the way.
He is?
Yeah, he's 94. Bob Barker.
Do you think Drew Carey is better, worse, or even to Bob Barker?
Definitely he's no Bob Barker. But you can't compare two because it's a completely
different style.
Yeah. Maria, 4,000 points for you for that steal.
Okay. That's a bit much.
Over to you, Maria, for your question. One of the Duggar kids, reality personality Jackson Duggar, turns 14 today. How many siblings does he have? The Duggar family. So Jackson turns 14. How many siblings does he have?
I want to say 12.
That would be incorrect. The show is 19 kids and counting, so he has 18 siblings.
I didn't get a chance to steal.
That's
Thank
right,
you.
I'm sorry.
What?
Let's just sit over there for a minute. He has 18 siblings. And they all start with the letter J.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm tired with two, quite frankly. over to you, Shaylee. In the movie Dirty Dancing, baby's real name is Frances. Who does she say she's named after? I will make this multiple choice. Frances Perkins, the first woman in the cabinet, St. Francis, or author Frances Hodgson Burnett. She says it in a movie clip when he asks her what her real name is. They're laying in bed, and she says her name is Frances, and then she says who she's named after.
Can you play the clip, and then I can tell you?
How about a little musical serenade to remind you?
I'm going to go the first one.
Frances Perkins, the first woman in the cabinet?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Oh.
Yes. Point eight for you.
We will still play the Patrick Swayze for you.
There you go. All right. And over to you, Maria, to see if you can solidify this win. Brick Tamland, Champ Kind, and Veronica Corningstone were a few of the characters in what 2004 comedy about local media?
Oh, God.
Champ Kind, of course, played by Kansas City's own David Koechner, who's going to be on our show tomorrow morning.
I have no idea.
Oh!
I take a stab at it. Come on.
I knew the Dirty Dancing question.
Oh, no. They're all news anchors. You've got the funny meteorologist, the crazy sports guy.
Oh, the anchorman.
Yes!
There you go. Right. Yes.
Do I get it?
That gets you the win, and you get the Dirty Dancing tickets. You are heading to Starlight to see that show.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's my favorite show ever.
Oh, congratulations. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, Maria, hold on for 1 second.
The bottom line is, you've been spending a lot of time with this lady, Ron. You're a member of the Channel 4 news team.
David Koechner is going to be our guest on the show.
He's going to be in Kansas City this weekend doing some shows at the Improv. And then, of course, June 1st and 2nd, the big Slick charity event happening. And he's one of the big five guys that puts that together. So Dave Koechner will be chatting with us tomorrow. And I'm telling you, the very first thing I'm reminding him is that he went way out of his way. When you went to L.A., he reached out, personally called the station and said, Brian, here's my cell phone number. Call me. Text me as soon as you get to L.A. I'm going to hook you up to come see my show, Superior Donuts. We're going to put you backstage. I'm going to do all this stuff for you. And you repay him by immediately texting photos of your breakfast and your kid, which you meant to send to your mom.
My phone was broken. It was choosing the wrong sender to send the text to.
Sure. Celebrities cannot.
He cannot have a celebrity. And then you ate everything at the craft service table.
How awkward is that?
I did. I ate all of Katie Sagal's pigs in a blanket.
And so now poor Dave Koechner thinks that you're trying to be best friends with him. Like, hey, look at my breakfast. Right. What's going on?
And it was a total, yeah, we're having dinner. We're having breakfast now. We're going to head out to Universal later. Think we might go get some mani-pedis tomorrow.
So I will be.
Why? Asking, why would you send this to me?
Asking him about all of that when we talk to him on the show.
Great. Lovely. That's fantastic. I cannot be trusted with people's phone numbers. Nope. What the problem is.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Somebody wants to know if I can do the rest of the show as Shaggy. Mr. Lava.
You tell him one time that he does a good impression and he won't stop.
Well, so they heard the commercial there during the break, and it was the Sting and Shaggy show. And
right.
And somebody wants to know if Shaggy can come out to play.
Wow. That sounds really creepy.
Yeah,
we'll bet. Does. I can't look at you while you do that.
Did you send the text to yourself?
That's right.
It's a valid question.
Dear Brian, please do Shaggy.
Can we just say, whether she wants to admit it or not, that after we announced Sting and Shaggy, so, you know, we tagged them in all of our posts and things like that, Shaggy then slid into one Miss Shaley's DMs.
That's right. How is that going, by the way?
What do you mean, how is it going?
Well, we don't see the new celebrity boyfriend.
No, I do not. No, it was an emoji that he slipped into my DM. That's about it.
And that's how it starts. That's
so what did you reply?
I didn't. Because what was
Why
I going to...
Why not?
What do you want me to reply?
Shaley, he's Mr. Boombastic.
We'll call him Mr. Lover.
Come on.
Who does he think he's texting, by the way? The radio station?
It was mine.
It was yours.
It was my personal one.
Oh, really?
Her personal DMs, not KC-102's.
Mr. Boombastic. Yeah. Yes.
Kind of creepy.
Okay, can we get Shaggy on the show and have a shag off?
I don't know what that means, and I feel like it's inappropriate. And
this is a family-friendly show, Brian.
But I'm not.
Wow.
But Shaley, you are single, correct?
Well, yeah, but
just saying, maybe you explore why he's sliding into your DMs. Maybe
it was an emoji.
But he's testing
There's
the
no
waters.
Words.
He is.
Why else would you do that? I'm not sending personal messages to anybody unless I'm, you know, if I'm asking specific question. But if I were doing that, you're doing that for a purpose to see if you get a reply.
What was I going to say?
Some lyrics from Mr. Boombastic. I don't know. It's Shaggy.
No.
But he's say it wasn't you.
He's doing with Sting. He's going to be a big deal again.
Okay.
For like 20 minutes.
All right.
According to Google, Shaggy's married.
See?
Well, it ain't going to stop Dana Kilpatrick. We're about to have that story.
Why is he sliding into DMs? Now it's interesting.
Well, but it was just an emoji. It
wasn't
him.
He's going out on the road. He's kind of laying it down beforehand.
Yeah,
trying to see
who
he can line up in the city.
One in every city.
That's right.
Not this one.
Joey, where is he from? Where does he live? Does it say?
Oh, I'll have to go back to Shaggy's Wikipedia now.
Shaley knew where he was.
Shaggy is originally from Kingston, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
An origin of New York City.
But you knew exactly where he was last week because you told me he was in France.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, he was at the film festival. That. How do you know he's at a film festival? I don't know where Shaggy is.
Because he updates his social media, Jen.
And you're following it very closely.
We were announcing his show.
You're practically married to Shaggy.
Okay.
Just say it.
Okay. Wow. This took a turn.
DMs. Just the beginning.
We're going to have a wedding just like Harry and Meghan.
Can I be your Oprah? celebrating birthdays today. Best known for her role as Alexis Carrington on Dynasty, actress Joan Collins is 85. Actor and comedian Drew Carey turns 60, and singer and songwriter Jewel is 44. Spoiler alert, Kelly Clarkson is celebrating her first win as a coach on The Voice. Her contestant, Bryn Cartelli, received the Voice Trophy last night during the show's season finale. She's, 15 years old?
Yeah, she's 15.
Crazy. Our Kyla Jade, who's from Topeka, we really wanted her to win because she's super cool and nice and really funny and an amazing singer. She ended up in third. Kelly Clarkson will be returning for season 15 alongside Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and returning coach Jennifer Hudson. Danica Patrick will become the first woman to host the ESPYs, breaking another barrier when she takes the microphone for ESPN's 26th annual award show July 18th in Los Angeles. In a new interview, she was talking about how she met her boyfriend, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and how their friendship grew over the past 6 years.
We met at the ESPYs back in 2012. It was quick, but I got his email address. And I remember thinking to myself back then, like, oh, on the down, like, oh, not a phone number, just an email address, you know, like, which is whatever. I don't know. We kept in touch just a little bit. There were some years I don't think we talked to each other, and then some every now and again. But it wasn't until obviously recently that we actually had phone numbers. So,
Joey, you did a little digging and found that she was, in fact, married at that time.
Yes, she was married from 2005 to 2013.
Yeah, so maybe that's why you got the email address, because he wasn't trying to hit on you.
He was keeping him on the down low. Now we see how the players play. Give him the email, slide into the DMs.
Danica going to be retiring from racing after making her final Indianapolis 500 appearance Sunday.
And he dated, what, Olivia Munn for
for a long time.
2014 to 2017.
Yep.
Joey has the dates of all these things.
I was on Wikipedia earlier.
He just files that knowledge away.
That is great.
Clearly, I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. I can't say that with a straight
face. You can't, no. And the latest season of The Bachelorette doesn't start until Monday, but the star, Becca, is already revealing she's engaged.
Hey, spoiler alert.
The 28-year-old from Minnesota made the announcement to People magazine saying she's extremely happy. She didn't disclose whether it's actually one of the male Bachelorette contestants. Of course, she was previously engaged to Ari Lyandike Jr., who popped the question to her during the finale of The Bachelor in March, but then he broke things off with her to go to the runner-up, Lauren, who is now his fiancée.
She's probably actually engaged to Shaggy.
She probably is, and that's what's happening. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the
and
show.
And me with Danica Patrick.
Wow.
Mm-mm. That's all right. Nice. Anyway, you line up Shaggy.
I'm going to make that happen. No.
Yes, this is great. We have so many questions for him now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102K.
Hey, Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Shannon, you did it. You are caller 12.
Woohoo! I'm so excited.
You're in the running. You're going to play for $102K in May.
I cannot believe it. I've been trying and trying and trying.
See, that's a great testament, because all these people keep complaining and saying, I'm caller 10, I'm caller 11, I can't do it. And I'm like, yeah, you got to keep trying.
Yes, I'm so excited.
It can be done. What would you spend $102,000 on?
I would spend most of it probably paying off my mortgage and finishing our house. So we're remodeling an old farmhouse.
Ooh.
That was hot, and then probably my kids' college.
Kids' college will take a big chunk of that.
Yep. Well, Shannon, you are in the running to play for $102K in May.
Still a couple of chances for you to get qualified this afternoon between 1 and 2. Jackie Lucky will give you a shot, and then as you drive home tonight, Natalie Rush will have another chance between 5 and 6.
All right, tomorrow on the show, we're talking with David Koechner. He's one of Kansas City's greats, comedian, actor.
And, of course, one of the Big Five that put together the Big Slick, the big charity event, which is coming up. We're going to talk to him not only about Big Slick, but he's also doing some shows at the Improv all weekend. And I am absolutely bringing up the embarrassing situation that happened between you and him when you went to L.A. And we'll see how he really felt about that.
Right. We'll see what happens. But, Koechner in town this weekend. It should be a lot of fun. We'll talk to him about 7:45 tomorrow.
Yep, that's what we'll do it. And somebody just texted asking about our trip to Orlando. If you do want to get in on the KC-1021 Dream Trip down, we are heading to Disney this summer. All the details are at suitcaseofdreams.biz. We've got it up on the Show with Jen and Truda Facebook page. You scroll down a little bit, you will see the link and the information there.
All right, still another hour commercial-free left, so kick it up, turn it up at work. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
We'll see you.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC-1021.